Now, the United Nations Secretary General has expressed alarm about Egypt's decision to sentence hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters and its leaders to death. Ban Ki-moon said that the verdicts do not meet the basic fair trial standards. The UN chief added that the death penalties are likely to undermine prospects for long-term stability in Egypt. He went on to say that he would discuss his concerns with the Egyptian foreign minister later this week. The United States has also expressed alarm over the ruling. The U.S. State Department spokesperson Jen Psaki said, "It is impossible to believe that such proceedings could satisfy even the most basic standards of justice." Earlier, hundreds of people gathered in front of the Egyptian consulate in Istanbul to protest against a crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood members and supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. On Monday, a court in Egypt sentenced to death 683 members and supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, including its leader. Let's speak to our correspondent, Mohamed Chalabi, who joins us via Skype from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Mohamed, harsh sentences indeed. Tell us what the reactions are like from the Egyptians.
Yes, Kenny's, and the Muslim Brotherhood has issued an official statement calling the rulings fascist and saying that it proves the judiciary is a so-called puppet in the hands of the military, and vowing that such rulings will not hold its peaceful resistance to what it calls the coup, the army overthrow of the country's first freely democratically elected civilian president, Mohamed Morsi, last July. Now, many Egyptians are shocked, Kenny's. There is a lot of confusion. There is the sense that things are getting out of hand here. Crazy, really, some are describing this. When you talk about having a fair trial, I mean, the first case, the Matai case in Mania, both were in Mania, Matai and Al-Udwa, the first case that saw 529 death sentences that were reversed today to 37 death sentences and the rest 25-year jail terms. The first case saw only two sessions, each that lasted for only a few minutes. And also the second case, there were no lawyer, no defense lawyers, no defendants as well. It's hard to imagine that a judge or even the Mufti, had the chance to really look into all these documents and papers and specifically, specify the role of each and every one of the 1,200 plus that have been now given sentences. We know that today 683 new people, including Brotherhood guide Mohamed Badia, had their papers sent to the Mufti. So it's hard to imagine that all of this was looked at, and then there was a specification for each and everyone's role in the killing of a police officer, a single police officer, and other acts of violence in El Minya. Yes, it does sound very strange. And some are saying here that many observers do indeed agree that this is a politicized ruling. This is a selective ruling, especially that those who killed 37 protesters while in police custody got acquitted, and there was only one a police officer that was sentenced to 10 years, and that's even that sentence was suspended. And then you saw Mubarak and his interior minister and his top security officials getting acquitted from killing hundreds of peaceful protesters, and you have nobody back in 2011 in the People's Revolution of Jan 2011, and now we don't have anybody accountable for the killing of hundreds, if not thousands, of Brotherhood supporters and anti-coup protesters at large. So there is a sense that there is double standards here. Finally, Kenny's, it is to point that some events are being overshadowed here, is that these scary death sentences have overshadowed the sentencing of 67 new anti-coup protesters to jail terms ranging from 3 to 23 years. Again, this in the central province of Almania. We're seeing the fastest pace of such rulings. University student protesters were attacked in Cairo. Fayoum, Asyut, and Alexandria, causing injuries and arrests among their ranks. And finally, you had the 6th of April youth movement, that liberal group that led the oust, the move against Mubarak, being banned, just like the Brotherhood.
Indeed, things are looking extremely serious for Egypt. We'll keep a close eye. Our correspondent, Mohammed Jalabi, they're reporting from Cairo. Mohammed, thanks very much indeed.